The mountain is moving. Avalanches can travel over 200 miles an hour, and this one is heading straight for our skier. He's hit hard and buried deep.
Okay, it's the rescue team in position there. Let's get them going. Nick, hello, it's Bear. Do you copy over?
Go ahead, Bear.
Okay, buddy, let's execute the search. Execute the search, over. Okay, that's the clock ticking. Let's see how long it takes them.
Most avalanche victims die of suffocation. Time is your enemy. If nobody reaches you within 45 minutes, your chances of survival are only 20%. After 2 hours, that drops to almost zero. Using the transceiver to locate the buried skier, they follow the signal in, then start to probe. After 5 minutes, the probe hits something.
Bear, we have a strike.
Well done, buddy, well done.
These guys have pulled out real avalanche victims, both dead and alive. They take it very seriously.
There's a snow item right here. Right there. I'll get the truck.
Digging a victim out is no easy task. Just buried 3 foot under, our skier is covered by over half a ton of snow.
Okay, there's a
snake. What do you see?
They dig for 3 minutes before they start to uncover him.
Look at the back of his head, Nick. Uncover his face.